Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Alain de Botton's book, How to Think More About Sex. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel better or worse about the whole topic?
Honestly, better. Way better. It's such a relief to have someone just say, look, sex is inherently weird and awkward, and that's okay. De Botton is a philosopher, so he's not giving you tips. He's giving you a whole new way to think about it.
Right, and I think that's what got me. He starts from this place of saying we're flooded with sexual imagery, but we're totally silent about the actual complexities. We get the biology, but nobody teaches us how to think about it.
Exactly.
And his central idea is that our problems with sex are psychological, not physical. It's this collision between our high romantic ideals and our messy, animalistic bodies. We want to be seen as dignified and lovable, but then we have these urges that feel embarrassing.
Yeah, I love the part where he talks about the sheer absurdity of the mechanics. Like, if you describe sex in purely physical terms, it sounds ridiculous. Two people doing repetitive movements. And he says the mature response is to embrace that absurdity.
Right, you have to have a sense of humor about it. Because if you try to pretend it's purely spiritual or purely hygienic, you're just setting yourself up for disappointment. He calls this sexual pessimism, not despair, but accepting that disappointment and imperfection are built in.
And that's actually freeing, isn't it? Because the media sells us this fantasy of effortless, transcendent sex. And then when reality is awkward, we think we're broken. But de Botton says, no, that's just part of it.
Yeah, and it allows you to be more forgiving of yourself and your partner. One thing he says is that desire is not a constant flame. It flickers. And love and desire are often in conflict. Love wants stability and predictability, but desire thrives on novelty and mystery.
That's the part that really hit me. The idea that the very intimacy we crave in a long-term relationship can actually kill desire. He suggests couples need to preserve a sense of separateness. See your partner as a stranger again, sometimes.
And he talks about fantasy in a really generous way. Instead of feeling guilty about our fantasies, he says they're symbolic expressions of deeper needs. Like a fantasy about being dominated might just be a longing to be free from constant decision-making.
Right, it's not about literally acting them out. It's about listening to them with curiosity. What is this fantasy telling me about what I'm missing? That's such a kinder way to approach it than the shame we usually feel.
And he doesn't say we should become shameless. He says a degree of shame is inevitable. It's what gives sex its charge. The problem is not being able to talk about it. So the goal is to create a relationship where you can confess a shameful desire and be met with acceptance.
That kind of acceptance is profound. He also has this beautiful section on art and how it can teach us to look at our partners. We get so used to them, we stop seeing them. But if you look at your partner like a painter would, you rediscover the details.
Yes, that idea of attentive looking as an antidote to boredom. It's an act of love to really see someone. And he doesn't shy away from monogamy either. He says desiring other people is normal. It's not a sign something's wrong. It might be a signal about something missing in yourself.
So the mature response is to use that desire for self-reflection, not to act on it. That's so much more realistic than the typical, if you look, you're cheating mentality. He's basically asking us to grow up about sex.
To let go of the childish fantasy of perfect passion and embrace the messy reality. And he says the ultimate goal is an orgasm or even pleasure, it's connection. Sex is a way to break out of your own head and truly touch another person.
I love that. It's a rehearsal for accepting our own mortality, in a way. In giving and receiving pleasure, we're freed from the ego for a moment. We're reminded we're bodies, not just minds. It's a temporary peace.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. With over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
I think my main takeaway is just to be kinder to myself and my partner about the whole thing, to accept the awkwardness and find the humor in it.
Yeah, that's the heart of it. De Botton's basically saying, think more about sex, not less, but think about it with wisdom and compassion. We'll see you in the next one.